I had a full understanding of what I wanted to accomplish with her, and there seemed a great range of possibilities emotionally, and she was funny and tragic at the same time. A lot of things were possible with her. In other words, that.
So you could try a lot of things?
Yeah, so I could try a lot of different stuff, and it wasn't limiting. A lot of times, you know, you have to be just. In the movies, you have to be just beautiful. Like, I was sort of, in Still of the Night, I was trying to be beautiful.
That's
much tougher, I'll tell you. Yeah.
How do you try to be beautiful?
You hold in your stomach a lot. And no, you know, you just watch your hair a lot. In Sophie's, I didn't think about stuff like that. I just felt full of her from the word go. And it was sort of the easiest part I've ever played.
One scene, Alan and everybody made it look like he was really playing the piano. Now we know, don't we? He wasn't really playing.
This is a musical prodigy here.
That's what I've heard.
Yes.
How well does he play?
I played just well enough to be a little concerned that the piano had no soft pedal on it and no, and it was an old rinky-dink piano, and I said, and I only had about a week to learn the piece that Alan wanted me to play.
But that was the point. It was supposed
to be a
screechy,
clunky. Couldn't we superimpose Horowitz or something? He said, no, Nathan does not play as well as Horowitz. We want you to play. He's not a concert pianist. But the only way to do it was because Sophie had that speech while I was playing. She had to talk over it. So there was no way to do a separate take. I had to play while I was, while Sophie was
doing
her speech. And so I had to get it right.
I lay in bed and I hear my mother downstairs playing the piano and the sound of my father's typewriter. I think no child has a more wonderful father and mother. And a more beautiful life.
Was the whole experience so involving? Not only during the shooting period, during day or night, but, I mean, did you take it home with you? Or to what extent did you take the concentration home with you?
I didn't. You know, my kid was 2 years old, and, you know, I was trying to do everything at once, you know, and sort
be
of
a mother
be
and
mom and cook the dinner after I got home from work. And 2 year olds are kind of demanding. And
what about the Polish dialect? Did you take that?
I wasn't allowed to. My son would say, "Don't talk Polish, mommy."
Really?
Yeah, so I wasn't allowed to talk it to him.
What kind of reaction are you getting? Is it what you expected or not? Anybody want to jump on that?
I think it is. It's very gratifying. I mean, I hope we're not being too subjective here, because I'm there in, you know, crying my eyes out in the dailies, but then hoping, you know, I hope it's not just me who's going to have this response. Yeah. And then when people now, and they have been saying, I was knocked out, I was devastated, I was thrilled, and you go, I was right, you know.
It's hard incredible. Because...
Do you like yourself when you look up at the screen?
I love it. I love everything. I go to the restaurants, it's like dessert after the day is over, you know. I have no objectivity about it at all. So when the response came back and was so good, I was really happy because for once everybody agreed with me. Isn't that obnoxious?
Nice to have you both with us.
Pleasure.